Last fall, the Fox Television Network pulled two new series from its announced fall schedule, a youth drama called Class of 96 and a comedy drama called Key West. And it held them for mid-season. Mid-season is upon us, and tonight, so are those two series. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I can understand why Fox put off the premieres of these programs. The fall was full of youth appeal shows, and Class of 96 would have been lumped in with all the mindless clones of Beverly Hills 90210. And Key West also risked getting lost in the clutter because its tropical setting and quirky characters made it very similar to a new ABC series, Going to Extremes. But now that Class of 96 and Key West have finally shown up, both of them defy expectations. Class of 96, which looks at college life from the point of view of first-year students, is a lot better than expected. And Key West, which stars Fisher Stevens as a lottery winner who heads to South Florida to emulate Ernest Hemingway, is a lot worse. I really wanted and expected Key West to be good. It's got a talented cast and a few scenes that make strong use of the Key West locale. But the two episodes I've seen are disappointing. They try too hard, succeed too rarely, and basically show why Northern exposure is such a hard act to follow. However, there is one very persuasive reason to tune in. Jennifer Tilly. She played Henry Goldblum's wife on Hill Street Blues and a feisty lesbian on Dream On. And here she co-stars as a soft-hearted prostitute named Savannah. And even though the character is a cliché, Tilly's portrayal isn't. The only other actress on primetime TV to exude such playful sex appeal is Tia Leone, who plays Alicia on another Fox series, Flying Blind. You can't see what Tilly is doing or wearing in this scene, where she's hired as a birthday present for an 18-year-old young man, but you can hear her voice, and that's enough.
Today, you're gonna learn everything you're ever gonna need to know about women. I'm gonna teach you. And when you walk out of here tonight, you're gonna have a PhD in me. And your stock is gonna soar. And your self-confidence is gonna go through the roof. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Class of 96, on the other hand, is a lot more subtle. The characters start off just as pat as the ones in Key West. There's a sorority girl, a hardworking boy, an egotistical drama student, and so on. But they deepen quickly, and the details of student life make this the best TV series set in a school since The Paper Chase, though not, at least not yet, in the same class. Sometimes it's far-fetched. In what other youth-oriented drama series could you find a beautiful girl attracted to a classmate because he knows more than she does about Moby Dick? Here's part of that classroom scene. The English teacher is played by Peter Horton, who was Gary on 30-something. Horton directed the pilot, and his guest appearance is a little in-joke for 30-something fans. The students are played by Jason Gedrick and Lisa Dean Ryan.
I believe it's when Ahab nails the doubloon into the mast.
Very good. Very good. Isn't that also the scene where he gives his reason for hunting the whale?
Yes, though, I remember.
I'd strike the sun if it insulted me.
Excuse me?
I'd strike the sun if it insulted me. That's what Ahab says, but I don't mean to interrupt.
No, that's quite all right. I'd like to hear what Mr. Morrissey has to say, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Well, Ahab, he wants revenge because the whale took his leg. And so when he first set out...
No, I disagree.
What, that's not a good enough reason?
Ahab says the whale is evil.
The guy
that's
lost
what he
his leg.
For. So Ahab's attacking the evil in the world.
No, it's not Ahab that says that. It's Melvin. And
it
it's not
matter.
Ahab. It does
it's
matter.
It's still Ahab.
In the chapter about the whiteness
of
the whale.
Good.
The whole
good.
Chapter.
Very good. Don't forget about your assignments tomorrow. And Miss Cullen, Mr. Morrissey, bring your harpoons.
Now, can you imagine Brenda and Dylan having the same sort of argument on 90210? Neither can I, which is why I like the Class of 96. The most significant thing about these new shows, though, is that they both look a lot like other TV series. Fox used to be known for innovation. This is just imitation.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously. This is Fresh Air.